Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Wherever you turn to these days, we just seem to be surrounded by the self-help industry. God knows a lot of us need it. And the term life coach is something that seems to pop up again and again and again. But what exactly is a life coach? I've seen this term so many times. Well, my next guest is an experienced coach, mentor, senior practitioner with the European Mentoring and Counselling and Coaching Council. That's a big title. Siobhan Bradley, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Okay, let's kick off. Give me a definition of life coaching.
Coaching is an opportunity for people really to talk to somebody who's trained in coaching about issues that are important to them, challenges they're facing, goals they want to reach, and they get to tease those out in a structured way with somebody who's trained in listening intently, asking good questions to help them to think through the problems they're facing, the goals they're trying to achieve, and the solutions that they want that will work for them. So it's all about how to help them to move forward. And you do that in a very confidential, safe space. You're giving them structure time, maybe putting some structure around all the thoughts in their head and letting them get sense from that. And quite often finding their own ways, but then prompting them with support and maybe some challenging questions to get them to think more broadly about what they can achieve.
It sounds like a career guidance counsellor a little bit when you look back to school days, but I'm sure people don't just come to you for a change in career. Do they come to you with regards to relationship issues or moving house or big things happening in their life, right?
Well, you tend to find coaching a lot in organisations and companies, helping managers, senior executives, people of all levels and different types of organisations on kind of discussing issues that are relevant in the workplace quite often, not only, but it could be relationship challenges, team management challenges or strategic challenges, the complex issues they're facing. But you do find individuals going for coaching as well, and they could be facing change or a challenging situation. Like there's a rise in areas of specialism like conflict coaching or cancer coaching or people who are really good in helping people through change. So you might look for that special support, but it really is relevant for a wide range of people in all walks of life. And it's really when there's something that you need help to put some structure around your thinking and be able to move forward with new ways of thinking, new opportunities. And again, in organisations, coaching often comes up in development supports that are connected to leadership and management development, or senior executives who can't really share some of the information they're privy to widely, so they need a confidential forum to tease that out and find their own way to navigate those decisions. Or individuals who do want career promotions and looking into how to do that and talk through what they have already that will help them and to achieve that and leverage that. And quite often it's also about building confidence in themselves and enabling them to think more positively about what they can do, what they can achieve, and realizing that. So it's suitable for all walks of life, all types of people. And you're beginning to see more coaching in different fields, not just organizations, but coaches in Ireland are working with people in the community leaders, NGOs, charities, public and private sector, all levels and different types of people.
Would you say people who come to or go to see a life coach would be lacking in critical thinking?
I think that would be a gross generalization and unfair. Some people could benefit from structured thinking, some questions that just help them make sense of a lot of ideas. They may also be helped by some simple questions sometimes about, how to broaden that thinking beyond what they see here and now. And that's an important piece, is because that opens up possibilities, new ways of approaching something or trying something out. And sometimes those questions can be challenging, but it's done in a very supportive way. And in that process, people can probably see that they have not thought holistically about an issue, or that there are opportunities that they haven't explored. So they may be stuck, and you can help them unravel that a little bit.
A lot of people feeling stuck lately. Yeah. A lot of people for various reasons in this country doesn't make it easy with what's going on. And I have seen people like just craving help.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why it's become so popular lately?
I think there's probably a number of reasons. I think you're right that it's a very fast-moving society. There's lots of issues going on, you know, and they've always been there. But I suppose there's more talk about issues, and that does put pressure on people. And I think there's a kind of a tendency to feel like you're missing something all the time. There's a gap, or I've done something wrong, or I haven't done something. In fact, coaching is great to help you distill all that, to see what's actually relevant and what you can also control and how you respond to those pressures. And also just to appreciate what you actually have, and just say, look, that's, I have achieved a lot, I have a lot of skills, and how can I leverage that to do more of that and feel more positive about myself? It's a much nicer place to be than always filling this gap. So I think there is maybe a need to focus more on what we have rather than what we don't have. Mm. There's probably a proliferation of people as well out there trying to give good advice and support in different ways. In coaching, and I'm with the International Coaching Federation Board in Ireland, and you know, we're really looking at how to promote the value of coaching in all walks of life, to see it as a vital support for a thriving society. So how do you get better communities, how do you get better organisations, how do you get people thinking better about sustainable societies? And you know, when you're in that field, then you probably can feel a bit overwhelmed. So it's then how do you distill that down to something that's manageable and where you can make a difference in the area that you have a kind of an impact in or have responsibility for. So narrowing it down a little bit so people can feel that they can control it or do something that makes a difference.
And would you find, Siobhan, that some people, or do people come for a once-off session? Is it a regular thing people are having done? Because it's obviously, let's just be clear, it's very, very different to therapy. They are not the same thing. But is it a series of sessions to get somewhere? Is that very much depending on the individual?
It's good. There's probably 2 points there. First, the piece around how you engage in coaching. And typically, you would find people doing a series of coaching conversations. So program of 4 to 6 conversations. So it works quite well, one, if you're really willing to do it and you want to participate in that open conversation. And it works well when you're focusing on more short to medium term goals. Not always, but it works quite well. So it does work better if you, because you're often kind of unraveling issues, and maybe the presenting issue is not the actual issue that you need to tease out. So it does need a couple of sessions to build that kind of understanding. So and a lot of organisations that offer coaching will typically offer it as a series of sessions. But it's definitely not therapy. You're right. There is a distinction. And a lot of the accrediting bodies around the world are working very hard to reinforce that message that coaching, while it's professional support and there are standards that we maintain to ensure good quality service to clients. But it's very much about how to help people in the now and think forward into the future, where our distinction is that counselling and therapy is more about deeper psychological issues. Yeah. Maybe people talking about the past and when we hear that in our conversations, we're trained through our training and through our honing of our skills and the code of practice we sign up to listen for, are they a bit stuck, or they really can't come out of the past, or they kind of, you know, going around in circles a little bit, and it might be an indication that they need a different and a deeper level of support than where we should be giving and we're allowed to give.
So if people are at a crossroads in their life, in their professional life or personal life or whatever, and they need some clarity and some guidance, and they are looking to go down the life coach route, what should they be looking for? I'm sure there's lots out there, but what should they be looking for in a life coach?
Yeah, and it's a good question. I think the first piece I would really suggest is that they're looking for somebody who is an accredited coach. Mm-hmm. So they have done accredited training. They are not just a member, but they're an accredited member of a number of organizations. ICF is one of them, EMCC you mentioned earlier, and AC, Association Coaching. So they'd be looking for those kind of professional credentials. That means that they have demonstrated and been assessed with core competencies that are needed for excellence in coaching. And another piece that they might look for, and organisations are doing this more and more, they are looking for these accreditations, and they're looking for evidence that you engage in some sort of external supervision. So that means that you are distilling your own practice, your own ways of doing things, and talking it through with somebody who's a bit more experienced to make sure that you know, stay true to your code of practice and a good service for clients. So that's really important, because it's very intense in people business. So that's very important. But I think it's also, you know, you're talking to somebody. and opening up to them and revealing things about you. And you need to feel comfortable and safe with mm-hmm. that person. And coaches are trained developing that rapport and building that rapport with them. But, you know, you still, it's a people connection business, and you need to find somebody that you're going to connect with and feel comfortable with. So that's another very important element in that decision when you go looking for a coach. Accreditation, they're trained. They may have areas of specialism that you do particularly want. For example, I'm trained in conflict coaching, but, you know, trained as a coach first, lots of experience in the area. But then I honed the skills and knowledge around conflict because it's so important. It's everywhere. And
so what
that
do you mean by
important.
Conflict coaching? So what kind of things on a broad scale do you have to deal with?
Well, you know, it's everywhere. You know, in organisations, people find it difficult to get on with each other. And sometimes that comes out. It's very obvious. And so how, when that happens, how do you kind of bring it back to an equilibrium? How do you help them to regain trust or talk to each other and build that relationship again? Or, you know, ideally, how do you help them to avoid the outbreak of outright conflict and to keep it very equilibrium and positive? And you're helping them to understand how they respond. Conflict is very emotional. Mm-hmm. Piece. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we start acting emotionally and not necessarily very rationally. So to kind of notice triggers and prevent those as much as possible before they happen and to stay very constructive. So the more you know about how you react in conflict and what kind of things you do, it does help you to start thinking about what you need to do, have in place to stop you doing it in future.
Very yeah. interesting, because I'm sure there's a lot of managers or people out there who are in an organisation, big, small, whatever, and there might be some conflict or tension in the building that they can maybe rectify before contemplating getting rid of one of them. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, there are steps. There are steps.
Talking really does help.
I can imagine. Did you ever see yourself as doing a job like this? I mean, how did you get into life coaching?
It's a great, interesting question. I'm not sure I woke up one morning as a child and realised this is... I probably didn't know what it was. But over the years, people had said, you know, this is something that would really suit me. And I'm not sure I quite always agreed or saw that at the time. But I evolved into it because the work I was doing was working in organisations, helping people to be better managers, better people, have more impact or be more effective. And, you know, it's really rewarding work when you see how somebody, a light bulb goes on, they begin to realise that they can do more than they ever thought, or they build that confidence, and or they do something really well and they're proud of themselves. So that kind of repetition of that piece where you see that benefit, that was something that prompted me, but this is something I'd like to be doing longer term and more of it. So yeah, I've been doing it quite a lot of it for a number of years.
Yes.
And yeah, it's very, very rewarding. Yeah.
I can imagine. So if someone is interested in a life coach, where can they find out more? Where should they go?
Well, I would suggest, first of all, checking out the ICF Ireland website. That's www.icfireland.com. That's I'd be particularly able to navigate that with them if they want mm-hmm. to do that. There's also the EMCC in Ireland. That's the European Mentoring and Coaching Council. They could contact them. And there's maybe the Association of Coaching as well. And there's, you know, you'll find people who they can talk to about the, not just the accreditation or how to become a coach, the training, but also what they should expect in the industry. What kind of the recent themes, the pressures, that things we're talking about in the coaching yeah. industry. And you know, there's a broad range of information on any of those websites. And ICF Ireland particularly is trying to stay current on those.
ICF Ireland, fantastic. Lovely stuff. I think we've all learned a little bit more. So thank you so much. That is Siobhan Bradley, life coach. And if you want more information, go to ICF or EMCC, you said. Is that right?
That's another one. Yep, that's another. Yeah, okay. EMCC. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.